Mike pulled her Glock from its holster and flipped on the light switch beside the door. She cleared the corners, Glock swinging in a careful arc as she made her way through the entry hall and right into the living room. Polly said from behind her,
"Oh, not good."
Mike edged farther into the room, gun still at the ready, saw a dead man, face congested with blood, his body half on, half off the couch. She didn't see any blood or wounds.
"Dude is seriously dead,"
Polly said, coming forward to look at the body with the detached curiosity Mike had become accustomed to from crime scene techs.
"Check it out. There's a syringe in his thigh."
"Stay with the dead guy. I need to make sure there's no one here." She cleared the small dining room, the modern efficiency kitchen, down the hall into the one bedroom, her breathing steady, her Glock at the ready. She took only a quick look. The bedroom seemed undisturbed, nothing messy lying around. Nothing obvious had happened in here. She walked into the decent-sized single bathroom. It was wrecked. A lacquer painting of brilliant red poppies hung drunkenly on the wall, and the contents of York's makeup bag were spilled on the countertop. Bottles were tipped over on the vanity. The blue bathroom rug was shoved into a corner, and a bottle of room spray was on the floor. The shower curtain was open wide. This was clearly where the struggle with her murderer began. She called the ME and more CSU people. They were in for a long night. Mike walked backward from the bathroom to the living room, eyeing the overturned chair, sofa pillows on the floor, a broken glass near the ottoman. The struggle ended here, with the body. So the man had fought the murderer. He died, and Elaine had ended up in the river. Whatever the actual scenario, the murderer had been smart and strong and fast. He'd murdered both a big man and a trained cop. He must have left believing Elaine York dead, only she hadn't been dead, not yet. Not until she'd wandered into the East River. Polly stood over the victim.
"Find anything?"
"A trail of broken and overturned stuff. Bathrooms totaled." "Come look."